Wixie 98.3. It is Brian and Tricia, and it is time for the Fort Knox update. Welcome, Colonel Lance O'Brien. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Doing good. You got a dad joke?
Oh, no. I came unprepared.
What?
Maddie's going to kill me.
I know.
Brian, you got a dad joke?
Not handy, but I do want to ask.
I'm so disappointed.
Please don't tell the freebie again.
No. I didn't realize you'd already heard that one like three times.
It's probably more than three times.
So, you watched the video of our news lady, Anna McKinley, going through the Seaburn training, and did it give you like a flashback where you're like, oh, that burns? Do you remember yours? I mean,
I do, and I've been through the gas chambers several times over the last 20 plus years, and you never know that you have that amount of snot in your body that you can actually have a continuous snot stream from your nose to the ground as you're leaning over and your eyes are all puffed up.
Like, where does it come from?
There's a factory.
Well, yeah. And it's like I said, like we discussed, I'd much rather go through a CS chamber because it only lasts, you know, maybe 10 minutes and you're kind of good after that. But I've been pepper sprayed when I was in Okinawa working with our Japanese law enforcement folks. And that was terrible because, like I said, you get in the shower the next morning and that stuff just reactivates. And it's I would much rather go through a CS chamber.
Do you just feel more bonded to Anna now that she's been through something like this?
Oh, yeah. You know, welcome to the suck.
All right. What's going on at Fort Knox?
Well, you know, Anna got to see, you know, cadet summer training's in full swing right now. So we got about 7,000 extra folks on Fort Knox. We are actually, you know, we haven't been able to have family days the last couple years because of COVID. But we are having family days this year. So our first family day will be the 28th, and our first graduation will be the 29th. And I just wanted the listening audience to understand that things are busy. And if you're looking to come on the installation to come golfing or do whatever, you know, on Fort Knox, just I would go to the Fort Knox website and check out when those family days are and when those graduations are. And if you can kind of plan around that, because you will be waiting extra time at the gate. There will be a lot more traffic on the installation during those times. We will have right around July 4th, and Austin's going to talk about July 4th here in a second, but right around July 4th, we will have our max number of people on the installation. That's about 14,000.
Wow.
So just understand that things will be busy, lines will be longer, and things like that. So if you can kind of plan around those family days and the graduations, we would say do that. And like I said, just go check out our Fort Knox website, and it'll tell you the family days and the graduation dates.
All right, and let's talk about 4th of July.
All right, I got Austin here from MWR and our July 4th celebration. Our celebration, it's more of an extravaganza if you ask me, but he'll give you the details on that.
No gas chambers there at the 4th of July celebration. So Fort Knox, yeah, we're going to be celebrating the nation's 246 years of independence with the 4th of July celebration, a salute to the nation ceremony, and a fireworks spectacular at our Brooks Parade Field. The celebration will kick off at 6 p.m., and it will feature bounce houses, family activities, live music, and a single elimination cornhole tournament with cash prizes. That tournament registration will be day of from 6 to 6:30, with the event beginning at 6:30. The salute to the nation ceremony, which starts at about 9 p.m., will include the traditional firing of 51 cannon rounds, one for each state and one for each of the six U.S. territories. The day's activities will accumulate with the fireworks spectacular around 10:05 p.m. The attendees are encouraged to bring lawn chairs and blankets for the festival-style seating. Food and refreshments will be available for purchase. All events are free. The cornhole tournament, I believe, is $20. And then everything is open to the public. Visitors coming off post should enter through the Chaffee main gate and follow direction signs to Brooks Parade Field. Those who do not already possess an installation pass should go through the visitor center located adjacent to the Chaffee Gate and present a valid driver's license or ID to obtain the one-year pass. Patrons may also apply for the five-day pass by visiting the Fort Knox website and clicking the gate information button.
Good idea to get that early and not wait until the day of to do that. All right. And then golf scramble coming up?
And just to remind everybody, you'll hear me talk about this a lot, but it's super easy to get on the installation. You can get a one-day pass, five-day pass, or a one-year pass. So just go online, pre-register. You'll get a pre-approval text back saying you're pre-approved within 24 hours, and then go to our visitor center, and our security guards up there, great professionals to take care of you. But yes, we also have, Lindsay is doing a nine and dine this weekend. It's a two-person golf scramble. It's $40 for members who want to bring their own carts, $50 for members who need a cart, and $60 for non-members, and that price includes nine holes of golf, cart rental for those who don't bring their own, driving range access, and food and drink. Menu is going to consist of chicken or steak kebabs, and it's kind of a twilight tea time, so registration begins at 4 p.m. that evening with play starting at 5. So come on out. Hopefully the weather will be a little bit cooler starting about 4. Get in your nine and dine and enjoy the evening.
All right. Thank you so much. That's been Colonel Lance O'Brien and Austin Howell with the Fort Knox Update, and we are Quixie 98.3.